Okay, today's daf is daf vav. So we got to the bottom of hey, I'm in bay. Is it three lines up? You tell me if that works for you.
I got to the bottom of dal and I'm in bay. So
okay,
all
right.
That's gonna work for me.
So should we backtrack for a little bit? Fine. So the gemara in the bottom of hey, I'm in bay is three lines up. Quotes from a mishnah. To mishnah in nazir, I would imagine. And the mishnah says tanan, misha nazir shnei naziros. Person takes upon himself two naziros. We're talking about yesterday's daf, just to fill you in quickly, that machlokas, when a person, how long is a stam nazir? Is a stam nazir 29 days, and then they would shave on the 30th day? Or was a stam nazir 30 days, and then they would shave on the 31st day? And that was really machlokas between Bar Pada and Rav Masna, how to interpret the mission and other braises that they brought. So the bringing of Mishnah now seems to be continuing with this discussion. Mishnah Nazir Shtei Naziros Megalech Asar Rishona Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He's supposed to shave on day 31. Sounds like Stam Naziros is really 30. You can't shave until day 31. Vashnia, the second Naziros, it's the consecutive Naziros, but separately. So it's 30 shave and then another 30. So the second one begins Yom Shishim Ve'echad, the 61st day from when he started the count. It doesn't really make sense. It really should be the 62nd day. If it's 31, and then the next day starts one over, that should be day 32, is number one of the next Naziros. It should really complete itself in 62. So the Gemara explains, Bishma, this all makes sense according to Rav Masna Nicha. This all makes sense according to Rav Masna. Rav Masna held that he was the one who held 29 days, I think, right? Let's see where that was. That's the bottom of Hey Amid Aleph. He held, Ramasa says, no, Stam is 30 days. I'm sorry. Stam is 30 days, and day 31 is where you shave. So day 31, when you shave, I guess that's also the day you could start counting the next one. So day 31 is really one of the next ones. So day 60 is when you complete the second one, but you can't shave until the day 31st of the second cycle, which is really day 61, if you're following me. Fine. So everything makes sense according to Rav Masna Nicha. Ella, going on to Vavam and Aleph, according to Parpada, that doesn't make sense because according to him, the calculation should be 29 days, and day 30 is when you shave, and day 30 is also when you start the next count. So you start from day 30, you start counting another 29, that gives us a total of 58, and it's going to be 59. On day 59 is when you shave the second time. So he's off by 2 days because he holds, again, 29 days is a stam nazir, not 30 days. So Amalecha Parpada, Parpada's response to this mission is as follows. Aim a sefer, but look to the sefer. Look at that very mishnah. The end of the mishnah says something different. It says vim gileach es harishona liyom shloshim. If you happen to shave on day 30, then you could be megaleach es hashnia liyom shishim. Then you could start counting on that day 30 to the next one to day 30, the following day 30. So how does that work? Let's see someone on the side here for the calculation here. No one really explains this on the side here. So how does the calculation work? So again, if you happen to shave on day 30 of the first one, so then you could start counting on, then you could shave on day 60, which is going to be day 31 of the second count. Because day 30, it's all over. Day 30, it's all over, and that's why you have to shave, because he holds only 29 days. And day 30 is also when you begin to count. Ah, so there's 29... Plus 29 should be 58. It should be day 59, not day 60. I'm not following this.
But in this case, you're only shaving once, right? You're not shaving twice.
You shave after the second is yours.
So according to Rav Masna, who holds you normally shave on day 30, would he agree that when you have a back-to-back...
Rav Masna holds you normally shave on day 31, right?
Excuse me, Barpada. Would he hold that when you have a back-to-back, the first one you have to go through full 30 because... Naziris is 30, you just get to shave on day 30.
No, he holds Naziris is 29.
He holds Naziris is 29.
So day 30 is when you shave. So you shave on day 30, I would imagine that is already the first day of the next cycle, unless he's saying, no, it's not the first day of the next cycle. Day 30 is the shaving day. Day 31 is the first day of the next cycle. Maybe that's what he's saying. So I'm not sure. I'm not following the calculation, and nobody's explaining it here. Anything there, Harry? I guess not.
Well, I think he's just trying to say he shaved on day 30 and then it was okay.
So we're not looking at number two. Okay. Focusing on the first Naziros and shaving on day 30 is good. According to Rav Masna, that's not good because day 30 is still within Naziros. You can't shave within Naziros. You could only shave on day 30 if you already completed it 29 days. That makes sense for Parpada. So we're forgetting the second cycle right now. El Seifa, so the Gemara says, okay. So Seifa, Misaile. So the Seifa supports the position of Barpada, fine. But Reisha, what about how are you going to explain the Reisha? So the Girsa takes out the words Omer Shlomim. It should really say Nasik Omer Shlemim. The Reisha must be a situation where it's Nasik Ki Omer, or maybe where he actually did Be Omer Shlemim, where he wanted to say, I want to complete 30 days. So that's the Reisha he's talking about. When you want to complete 30 days, you say specifically 30 days, so then you can't shave until day 31. The Seifa is talking about Stam Nazirs, which according to Bar Pad, the Stam Nazirs is 29 days. That's why you could shave on day 30, the Fida Seifa. But Rav Masna, Kashi Seifa, according to Rav Masna, it doesn't make any sense. Rav Masna holds Stam Nazirs is 30. So how could you ever allow, how could the Seifa ever make sense? How could you ever shave on day 30? You haven't completed your cycle yet. Says the Gemara, Amalach Rav Masna, Kidekatani Seifa, like the Seifa says, if you read the whole Seifa, that Mishnah, it tells us, excuse me, Yom Shloshim, Ola Lakan, Ola Lakan. It works for both the first cycle and the second cycle. Mahi, how does that work? How does day 30 work for the first cycle and then begin the next cycle? Doesn't matter, it's either one or the other. So it explains the Gemara, Mahi, we saw this already yesterday's daf, Mik Sesayom Kikulo. It tells us Mixayom Kikulo. So day 30, wanting to begin day 30 a little bit, it's as if you kept the whole day as the last day of the first cycle. Same thing we had by Shiva. We said that yesterday, that the seventh day of Shiva, the person sits Shiva for just a moment, on the seventh day, he gets up, it's Mixayom Kikulo. We have these halachas by Nida as well, certain Mixayom Kikulos. So once he begins the day, it completes the previous cycle, and at the same time, it begins the next cycle. So that's what he learns from all of this. But again, this would have to only be b'dieved, because the reisha is lichadchila, where you really should wait until day 31 to shave. If you happen to shave on day 30, b'dieved works also because mixes hayom kukula. It's somewhat of a steer here, but I don't want to get involved in the numbers, because then you have to figure out when the next cycle starts. Does the next cycle really start on day 30, or does it really start on day 31? Now, it sounds like from this gemara, it depends when you shave. If you shaved on day 30, then it sounds like your next cycle will start on day 30. You shaved on day 31, then your next cycle will start on day 31. Your next cycle all depends on when you shave. That's what comes out from this, if you're following me. Okay. So the Gemara says that if the halacha is, they were teaching us Mikseh Yom Kikulo, that the reason why Rav Masna permits you to shave on day 30 because Mikseh Yom Kikulo, Ha'amr Chadazim, we already learned this from a different Mishnah on yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush here. Ma'al the same, what would you have thought from that Mishnah yesterday, Hani Mila in Chada Nazirus, maybe only with respect to one Nazirus, of that one Nazirus ending, you say Mixes Hayom Kikulo, the day is over, and now you could shave. Aval, the Shane Nazirus love, but when it comes to two Nazirus, maybe you can't say Mixes Hayom Kikulo. You could say Mixes Hayom Kikulo that it ends, but you can't say the second half of the day will work to begin the next process, the beginning of the next Nazirus. Maybe you couldn't apply that. Kamashalan, you do. So this is a very interesting thing. I wonder if any Rishonim point this out. But typically, Mixes Hayom Kikulo, we assume, there's a Rashi in Pesachim about this, I believe. Mixes Hayom Kikulo means, if you started the day off, then you could view as the rest of the day was complete. But let's say you have an opposite case, where the first half of the day was nothing. It's only the second half of the day that begins the next process. Could you use the end of a day to view Mixes Hayom Kikulo, as if the beginning part of the day wasn't there? I mean, it makes sense if you start the day off doing something, view the whole day as being that way. But could you do the end of the day, start at the end of the day, and view it as if the beginning of the day was part of that same Nazirus? It's a kind of a backwards mix of Yom Kikulo. So there's a Rashi Nida about, Rashi Pesachim, I think, about either Nida or Zava, something about this. Marsha also, I think, maybe. So I'm looking on the side here if anybody comments about this, what I'll call backwards mix of Yom Kikulo. And there's no Tosas about this. There's a big footnote here. Apparently Tosis points this out. Tosis Dibur Maskel Rav Masna. Where's that Rav Masna? It's a small one. That can't be the right one. Must be the Amr Lachar Rav Masna, that one. And then it talks about this. Right, we're not going to go through this. Should we go through this? 7:16.
Which one are you in?
The
other Rav Masna, Kasha Seifa?
The one right after that. It's a short one.
I don't have.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah,
oh, fine. So,
I see it.
And that one he discusses this Indian. It seems. He just makes this comment. I don't think he elaborates so much on this, the idea behind it, but he makes a comment that's kind of a backwards mix of the Yom Kikula. Okay. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, around halfway down the page, a little bit more than halfway down the page, Tanan.
It's interesting. Why wouldn't the Gemara answer when it says, why did it, you already said it one time? You could have said, no, the goof of the Chiddush is that you say mix Yom Kikula is even starting the second thing, not just, we only know that we say mix Yom Kikula once before with regards to the ending of the first thing. But what's the, why does it say it a second time? To tell you when you're back-to-back that you apply mixed Sayyam Kukulo in the way you're saying that it applies. In other words, if that's if that itself is a Chiddush, you could have said in Rav Masna.
I see. I suppose that it's not an issue of quantity, one versus two. It's really an issue of the beginning or the end. That's what the Gemara should have said. That might be the Kamash Vlan, though. I mean, the Havmina sounds like Shein Naziros. The Kamashan, you would naturally think, oh, you could say it by two Naziros. Maybe the way you interpret the Kamashan, no, it's not two. It's really different types. Look at the rush for a second. One of the few comments is this small rush here. The rush on the top here, the parish rush on the side, top left in my Gemara, probably the article also. I don't know if you have it there. You must have it somewhere in the page. So he says, Mao de Sema, Hani Mililinin Echad de Naziros. Maybe Mixa Yom Kikula only applies to one Naziros. Kigon Shiala Tchila Hayom Besof HaNaziros. Right? With the beginning of the day is the last day, like the normal. The morning is the last day of the Naziros. Oh, Sofayom, in the, even the Havmina, he does acknowledge it's a Mixa Yom Kikula. Oh, Sofayom Betchilas Naziros. Or the end of the day is the beginning of the next process. Oh, so he's comfortable with that, actually. Vayom Shloshim Shegilach, Sheola Lo Tchila Vayom Lesof, Tchilas Hayom Lesof, Naziris, Rishona, Ema Loyala Lo Sofayom Lotchilas Naziris Achrona, Dechad Yom Latarti, Naziris Lo Mefligi. You can't take one day and split it up into two. Kamash Malan, Sheyom Shloshim Ola Lo Min Haminim. So you can ask a very lumbish question here. When you say Mixa Yom Kikula, what does that mean? Do you say when, the way I normally understand Mixa Yom Kikula is if part of the day is Naziris, then the entire day is Naziris. And if that's the case, also if the end of the day is Naziris, then the entire day is Naziris. So the Kamash one is, I could have one day that's overlapped with two different Naziris taking place. Or you could say, you don't need a full day. Mixa Yom is enough. You don't need a full, Mixa Yom is enough, and therefore the day is actually split in half. First day is the end of the first Naziris, and the second half of the day is the beginning of the next Naziris, but there is no overlap. That's a very interesting lum. The Shishayla, you could ask, they talk about this with a different, very different context, about Shnaim Ochsim Batalis, the first mission in Bamitzi, in the first parak, two people are grabbing onto Talis, we both have bilis over it, we have to Yachloku, how do we view this? It's as if I have half and you have half, or we both have everything together and there's this overlap. That's the type of model, I guess. I wonder if it's discussed among the Rishonim. Okay. Gemara tells us now, quotes from a Mishnah, another Mishnah that appears in Naziris. We're getting a nice little overview of all the first parak here. Tanan im gilach yom shishim v'chaser echad. Let's say you shaved on day 59. 60 minus 1, 59. Yatza sheyom, it's your yotze. Why? Sheyom shloshim ola lo min haminin. Day 30 counts as part of the minin. Minin of the first one and the minin of the second count. So let's see, Bishmal Rav Masna Nichla, this all makes sense according to Rav Masna, since day 30 is the last day to mix the Yom Kikulo, so it could also be on the beginning of the next process. And by the time you get to, so day 30 is really number one of the next one, so 29 days, and plus another 30 days is really going to be 59. That makes sense according to Rav Masna. El Parpada, who holds Tam Nazir, says 29, Lamaliha Amar Shloshim Chas Echad. Why do you need this? Say day 29. Day 29 already is you could shave. That's jump to day 29. Not jump to, use 29 as a mile. Why are you jumping to 59? According to Rav Masna, there's nothing to talk about day 29. There's no such thing as the way you can't shave on day 29 according to Rav Masna. Only day 30. So therefore you have to jump day 59. 59 is the Chiddush according to Rav Masna. But according to Rav Pada, you have the Chiddush rate by day 29 is the Chiddush. So it should have given the first example of day 29.
Is the question because the Lashon says Sheyom Shloshim Olalom and Aminyan. See the Mishnah says there. You could do it on 59 because the 30th counted as part of the Minyan. Is that what? Is it because of the Lashon or because of the mechanics? Because the mechanics, we said, according to Bar Pada, that 59 is the right number, isn't it?
Day 59.
Because it would be 29, 29, and then 15.
Right, but if you did shave on day 58, that would work also for him. Because Mixi Yom Kikula. Actually, we haven't seen Mixi Yom Kikula for Bar Pada yet, though. Now, let's see what the Tosfos says here. Let's look at the Tosfos. Mishi Tosfos, Dira Maschel Tanan, Im Gilach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yatza. Bishmal Rav Masna Nicha. This makes sense according to Rav Masna, Perish. Shatana Tzarech Lashmina, and the Tana needs to teach us, Velomar, the Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Lakan, to teach us that day 30 works for both the first Nazirus and the second Nazirus. So 30 is going to begin number 1, that leads you to day 59. Sharei taglachas rishona ha'isa b'yom shloshim. The shaving of the first Nazirus was on day 30. V'chein taglachas shnia sha'isa b'yom shishim chas echad he b'yom shetimta Nazirus yom shloshim shigidach b'abur rishona. 30 days from when he shaved from the first Nazirus. V'lechach tzarech litein taim aladvar. Therefore, the Gemara Mishnah has to give the reasoning. Lo mar sheyom shloshim olol ol min aminin klomer lekan lekan. That's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. But elo lebar pada lomali says to us ha amin mashach Nazirus chaftes yom. V'lam lo latan laharich. Why does the Mishnah have to elaborate and be lengthy in this discussion to give the reason? Certainly, the typical taglachas took place on day 30. You only need 29 days, so certainly day 30. There's no chiddush here. Why is the Mishnah, as you said, explain the time of Shiyom Shloshim Olul Minkat Min Aminin? So that's a shiloh. So the Gemara says, So this is my what I'm somich on, meaning what? If you look back at Tosos, right, we've been using Tosos as the running commentary. From here is where I'm medactic, says Barpada. This is my source. This is my text. That it's only 29 days. Why? Dikotani, from the fact that the Mishnah tells us the Yom Shloshim Ololom in a minion, it counts as part of the minion, the Mashmah de Ololom in the minion Acheron, it counts as part of the second minion. Alma de Ain Ololom in a minion, it doesn't count for the first one, it counts for the second minion. Kinizker la'el, the Chaim de Tana, make a bo kokach lahakshiv Yom Lakan. That's what he's telling us. Day 59, this Mishnah that tells us day 59 is when you shave, is the source, the basis for Bar Pada. Because for him, again, 29 days is Astam Naziris. Day 30 is when you shave, and day 30 is also when you start the next count. That leads you to day 58, which would then bring you day 59 is when you would shave. And this Mishnah is the source of Stam Nazirus is 29 days for Bar Pada. Says the Gemara. Tanan quotes another Mishnah. Misha Amar Harini Nazir. Person says, I'm a Nazir. Nitma Yom Shloshim. So says Akol. Day 30 becomes Tameh, Tumas Meis. Everything is ruined. So this makes sense, Bishmul Ramasna Nicha, because day 30, you're still part of Nazirus. Day 30 is the last day. If you became Tamei on day 30, it ruins everything. But Barpada Kasha, Barpada, this is a Kasha, because him, 29, when 29 is over, your Nazirus is done. So who cares if you became Tamei on day 30? You already completed your Nazirus. So why is the Mishnah telling you when you became Tamei on day 30, it ruins your entire Nazirus? So explains the Gemara on the top of Vav Amud Beis, Amar Lecha Barpada. Barpada explains, Eima Seifa. No, look at the Seifa. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Eino Sosa Ella Shiva. It only doesn't ruin the entire 30, it only ruins the last 7. So what do you mean the last 7? So Isaac Adaitach Shloshim Bainan Nister Kulo. And if it were true that you really need 30 days, it's time to just 30 days, so if you became Tamei on day 30, it should ruin the entire Nazirus. So therefore what? So Rabbi Elazar holds, so I'm not sure why the 7 days at all, if you really can pashas according to Rabbi Elazar, is that since you became Tamei on day 30, you don't ruin the count. You don't ruin the entire Nazirus. For some reason you're Tamei for the last 7 though, but I'm not sure if it's a din of really ruining 7, it means you're Tamei Meis, and Tamei Meis has to wait 7 days to become Tahor. That's what it really means. Not that you're ruining, you're not being Soser 7, you just have to wait 7 days until you're Tahor from Tumas Meis. That's what's going on here. And that's what Barpada proves from here. It's not ruining all 30. I'm holding like Rabbi Elazar that you just tummy for another 7 days, but Einachanami, you've completed your Nazirus. So comes along Bar Masna, Rav Masna, and he explains now. You're misunderstanding the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rav Masna explains, Kasavar, Rabbi Elazar, mixes Yom Kukulo. No, he also holds of 30, like me. Stam 30, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. Ah, so why if you became Tamei on day 30, you don't ruin everything? Because the old mixes Yom Kukulo. Once the beginning of day 30 started, you've completed your Nazirus. And if you become Tamei later on, you're not ruining your Nazirus. You're just becoming Tamei for 7 days as Tumas Meis. Okay, very good. Kasha, we're good?
Tosos on the program asks, so he's bringing Reb Eliezer as his Raya, so it sounds like the Rabbanan argue on Reb Eliezer, so why is he saying God look at Reb Eliezer?
Mm-hmm.
So he says that the Rabbanan are not really arguing with Reb Eliezer and Din about Zion, they just told him the Rabbanan to take on the full 30 days.
Interesting. Very interesting. Ah, very good. I see that on the bottom. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. Fine, let's go right there now. Should we do this? Look at the toast on the top. Maybe interesting here. Toast on the top of Vav Amud Beis says, Kesavah Rabbi Eliezer mikses Yom Kikulo. Part of the day is as if you kept the entire day bin Nizirus. And therefore, if you became Tami later on day 30, it does not ruin your Nizirus. Hashta Chos of the Reb Masa. Now we're going back to Reb Masa, the Ashev Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, in order to explain how we understand Rabbi Eliezer, Aliba de Tanakama. Kiyecha de Rabbanan, Mashach Nizir Shalashim Yon, Hachanam de Rabbi Eliezer. The other Abba, Midir Rabbanan, Nishwal Rabbi Eliezer, from Rabbanan, we're going to learn to Rabbi Eliezer, the Mashach Nizir Shalopligi. Maybe it's not Kedai to do this one. Yeah, I don't think we need to do this, so it's fine. Let's go Vaidu. The Gemara now on the top of Vav Amud Beis, four lines down, quotes from another mission, Nazir. It says, Tanan, Hareini Nazir Mea Yom, I want to become a Nazir for 100 days, Nitma Yom Mea, he becomes someone the last day, poor guy, becomes Tumas Meis on day 100, so Sir Esakol, he ruined all 100 days, now needs to recount, and seemingly according to Tosos, only Midirabanan. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Eino Tosos Ela Shloshim Yom, you only ruined 30 days and have to count the new 30 days. Now wait a second, asks the Gemara. V'isaka da'itach savar Rabbi Eliezer mikses yom kekulo. If we held, like we said above, according to Rav Masna, that Rabbi Eliezer holds of this concept of mikses yom kekulo, so if he became tamei on day 100, so he really completed the Naziris on day 100. He shouldn't have to be tosos anything. And he should only be tamei for 7 days. So again, v'isaka da'itach savar Rabbi Eliezer mikses yom kekulo nister shiva. It should only be in tosos 7 days or become tamei for 7 days moving forward and not ruin anything, 30 days. If he doesn't hold to this concept, and Lister Kula, he should ruin the entire 100 days and have to start 100, not 30. 30 is completely random, arbitrary. So Gemara says, Liolam lo amrina mixes yom kikulo. Really, he doesn't hold the mixes yom kikulo. So Ihachi, that's the case, Lister Kula. So then he should have to start the count of 100 all over again. Day 100, the poor guy, he said, this is my last day, he's a few hours left, and then becomes somebody who dies in his presence, he becomes Tumas Meis. That's it, he ruins all 100 days because we don't hold the mixes yom kikulo. So if you have to start all over again, why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you only have to start over from 30 days? So Amar Yish Lakish explains, Hainu time with Rabbi Eliezer. The reason of Rabbi Eliezer is, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Zos Taras HaNazir B'yom Melos Yimei Nizro. This is the Torah, this is the Halach of Nazir, the day that he completes his Naziras. HaTorah Amra Nitba B'yom Melos Tein Lo Taras and Nazir. The poor guy waits till the end. The special Gzeiras HaKalah said that normally if he became Tami any other day of his Naziris, he would have to start the 100-day count again. The special Gzeiras HaKalah of a Chiddush, if you happen to become Tami in the last day, you only have to take upon yourself another Nazir, another 30 days. But you don't ruin everything else. But if it was day 99 that he became Tami, he'd have to start all 100 days all over again.
So that's, how come the last case it was only 7, according to Rav Masa?
Right, so that's the question. According to Rav Masa, how come the last one was 7? It should be another 30. So let's see what they say in the side, if anything, or if the Gemara asks the question, the Gemara does not ask the question. Let's see.
Tosos.
So if you see Tosos, Dibur Maschil, let's take it from Amar Yish Lakish. Is that bold in yours, Amar Yish Lakish?
Yeah.
It's around 10 now lined up. We'll run through it quickly, and we'll get to the question. Amar Yish Lakish, Kvar Pada, Kibar Pada, V'lo Amina Mixes Yom Kikulu. We don't hold it that way. You need to complete the complete day. So if you don't hold a mikses yom, it should ruin the entire 100-day count. So Amar Yish Lakish, Yish Lakish came to save the day. And Amar Torah, Nidma b'yom meleas, dahainu b'yom meas, shehu yom meleas b'nizro, the day of his completing of the Naziras. Tein lo taras nizro, give him another nazir. Kolomer, sheyas he'o taras stam nazir, shloshim yom. Suspect he's saved by the Torah. Ugzeres ha'kosav shal yistar kulo. The Ugzeres ha'kosav, you don't have to ruin the entire count. If you became Tameh in the last day, all you have to do is take it upon yourself another 30 days. So asks Tosus Adam's question, V'chitei him tomar lebar pada le Rabbi Eliezer, Kinitma Yom Shloshim, the previous Mishnah the Gemara had brought. Amai Inosos El Shiva. Why do you only have to count 7 days? You should have to count 30. Nister Shloshim, Kidre Shlokish, Chain Lo Taras Nazir. The Shloma answers
Tosafot. The question was from Rav Masna, not Rav.
His question was, it's a good point. I hear.
Sounds like he's saying Reish Lakish and the Gemara was answering for Bar Pada, not for a reference.
It's a good point. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's keep going anyways. So, ask Stosis again, how come the previous discussion Rabbi Elazar felt on day 30, you're only going to be Soser 7, you should have to be Soser Shloshim. The Yeshlomer, he answers, the Hasim Acher Mileos Hava Lebarpada. According to Barpada, this was after the completion of the day. According to Barpada, day 30, everything was over. He only holds a 29 days. So day 30, all you have to do is 7 days. But El Rav Masa, the Kamar of the Rabbi Elazar, mixing Yom Kikulo, so that's your question. The Tzarech Litchos, he's kind of in a bind here. But Lomar, you have to say, he's forced into saying that Ata. So when you say shlemim, our case here now of 100 days is where you said shlemim, dafka, where you're trying to circumvent the mixes yom kikulo. Meaning, really, he holds a mixes yom kikulo. He does hold mixes yom kikulo. The case of 100 days is where he dafka didn't want mixes yom kikulo. That's a chiddush. Even though he wants shlemim, it still doesn't ruin everything. Mid the Rasha, the Reish Lakish, the Chinitma, b'yom leis kedei hakasav shlo yistar el shloshim. Big chiddush in Tosfos. Big chiddush. But he asks the question, "What do you mean?" But the Mishnah says stam 100 doesn't say shlemim. So it goes on to explain a little bit further here. Should we go? I think we have some extra time here. So he says, "Wait a second. How could you say the Mishnah of 100 talking about shlemim?" Mekasha, the Masis in Stama Katani, Meayom, Velo Katani Shlemim. How could you all of a sudden make this Okimt of 100 complete days? Vod, Adamifically, the Rabbi Eliezer, Bain Tintma Beyom Shloshim, De Eno Sos El Shiva, Litva Beyom Mea, the Sos Shloshim. Now we're having a distinction. If it's a 30 day Naziros and it becomes Tammy the last day, he's only Tammy for 7 days. If it's a 100 day Naziros and it becomes Tammy day 100, he's Tammy for 30 days. He's Sos for 30 days. Lifla Gliolim, and Nitma Beyom Mea. Just choose the same case, 100 days, Atmo. B'mad v'mer murimin qualify. K'shamar shleimim mishloshim. Aval lo amar shleimim lo sasa el shiva. Be a little bit simply and clear and say within 100 day naziros there are two different types. D'miksa yom kikulo. So the nira l'maharaf, maybe a rabbinic parrots perhaps, the masis and ayrib the amar mea yom v'lo amar shleimim. You didn't really say shleimim. You said 100 days, so what's the difference? Why 100 days if you're sosa and last day you have to keep 30 days now? With the kasha chalor of masna, aliba the rabbalazar came in the amrina and d'miksa yom kikulo. Af binitma v'yom shoshim lo nisa el shiva lo tikshay. Don't ask this question. Damri shlokish v'tir zed the masik l'shneim the gzeit kasev who lister shloshim. The karcha v'yom leis kai ki nitma v'yom mea. Af agav the mix v'yom kikula lo neima kilo nitma yom kuf alef achar mleos the einosos el shiva. The ha im lo nitma hayatarch lashim nami kol yom mea. Imkain yom leosu ugzeit kasev ki nitma v'yom leos shiister shloshim yom. I didn't get that answer. I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know. Sorry, you have to learn this sounds better.
It's the Xeris of Kosovo. Yeah. This is specifically by this 100 day, not by the 30 yeah. day.
Okay, so I'm alright. Sorry, you have to iron this out a little bit better next time. But he's asking the questions and. Some complicated, not complicated, but some chiddush how to explain the Gemara. Not so posh. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Lema, around halfway down the Amud, Lema Ketanai, maybe say, let's suggest that this is really Machlokas Tanaim. What? Gemara, the Brisa quotes the Pasuk Ad Melos Hayamim, until you complete the days. So what's the rest of the Pasuk here? The Pasuk in Naso, Koyme Nizra, I'll read the Pasuk on the side here, Koyme Neder Nizra, the entire period of his Nizirus, Tar Lo Yavral Roshu, he can't shave his head, Ad Melos Hayamim, until he completes the days, Asher Yazir La Hashem. So what does it mean, Ad Melos Hayamim? Shomani, I would have thought, Miut Yomim Shaim, the minimum amount that Yomim implies is 2 days. So after 2 days, Tamalomer Kadosh Ye Gedel Pera. You have to be kadosh from the growing of the hair, meaning Ein Gidol Seir Pachas Mishloshim Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. The growing of the hair, it's not considered Seir Pera, it's not considered long hair unless 30 days pass without cutting your hair. So it has to be at least 30 days. That's according to Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan is always the bar plugged of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan responds, Omer Ein Atzarech, you don't need this. Harehu Omer Ad Melos Hayamim. It erases Ad Melos Hayamim until you complete the days. Meaning what? E Elu Hein Yomim Shetzuchim Lemleos Havi Omer Shloshim. Probably should be Ezo or something. The E shouldn't be there. Elu Hayom, these are the days that you need to complete the days, which are 30. So what's he saying there? I don't understand the second. Rabbi Yoshia says, Rabbi Yonasan learns 30 here. See, the Mepharish here in Tosa says, oh, talking about the moon. Chadasha Shalavana is...
So we're saying that Rav Masna Bar Pada is Machlokas Tanaim here?
Yeah, I think we're going to connect it in just a moment.
But when the Gemara says Lema Ketanai, what's it saying? This could...
Yeah, we're trying to connect the Machlokas Stam Nazir is 29 and 30. Is it lined up to this Machlokas Tanaim, which existed before them? But I'm not understanding Rabbi Yonasan's pshat. I'm Melos Hayamim. I guess Melos filling up is referring to the moons. Aha. Uh-huh. So the question.
Full 30 day month instead of 29.
Right, but how do you see that in this passage that's referring to the months of 29 versus 30? So what it's explaining here, it says, which of the months that require, should Elo Hayamim should Tzrichim Limo? So you have to fill up, that sometimes you need to add on to the days. That's talking about 30 days, a chodesh yamim. Sometimes, as you said, it's a full 30 days, and sometimes it's a chaser, 29 days. Okay, so I'm not really fully getting that, but if you just see that inside in Tosos, you see Tosos 5 lines from the bottom, Shehen Tzrichim Limalos Havi Omer Shloshim, 3 wide lines down, Kolomer Chodesh Shepamim Mishloshim Yom Pamim Chaser Achas. Sometimes it's 30 days, sometimes it's 29 days, and the Mefarsh is the same thing. So we see, according to Yoshi, it's always 30 days. It's set 30 days. Tosa says because the Gematria of Yehiel, like we saw in the past. But according to Yonasan, sometimes it's 29, sometimes it's 30. So, but you always have to have Stam to 0, so it ends up being 29. It can't be Stam 29, 30. You have to make a decision. So therefore, which of the months that sometimes needs to have an extra day? So really, month is 29 days in a little bit. Sometimes we have to add a day on to make everything work out nicely. But really, according to Rabbi Yonasan, it's 29, so the opinions line up very nicely. So the Gemara continues to explain now. My Lav, Rav Masna, who holds 30 days, he holds the Amar Rabbi Yoshia. He holds like the Tana Rabbi Yoshia. And Bar Pada, who holds 29 days, the Amar Rabbi Yonasan, who holds 29 days as well. So it lines up very nicely. So the Gemara says, not true. Amlach Rav Masna explains, Kuli Alma Shloshim Bayin. No, everyone holds a 30. Even Rabbi Yonasan holds of 30 days. V'hacha, ba'ad, ba'ad, b'chlal, pligi. They're arguing about how to understand ad. Rabbi Yoshia Savar Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. Rabbi Yonasan Savar Ad V'ad B'chlal. Rabbi Yoshia in general holds, when you say a number, it stops the number, does not include that number. And Rabbi Yonasan says, when you say a number, it includes that number. So Rabbi Yoshia says, 30 days and no more. Wait a second, that should be the other way around.
No, because they're going the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ad Melos Hayamim. So when it said Ad Melos, according to Rabbi Yoshia, that's 29.
Let's look at the Mefarish here. You see the Mefarish, he says, Rabbi Yoshia, it's around 10 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yoshia Savar, Dehai Dechsev Ad Milos, Ad Shloshim Ashma, until 30, Velo Shloshim Bechlal. That doesn't seem to be working out right. L'hoch yitzer, that's why I need the pasuk. Godel pera shein gidol sera pachim shloshim. I'd be lowest, you would think, until 30 and only then 29 days. So gidol pera, godel pera says you need to add a 30 day, because 30 days is when the hair grows long. According to Yonasan, says the mefarish sever ad vad b'chal, including l'itzrich lecha migdal migadol pera. You don't need that extra word there in the pasuk. You learn it from the words ad milos. That's enough to tell me until 30 and including 30, and that's why Rabbi Yonatan makes no mention of the pasuk of Gedal Para. Fine, should we go right there? Let's see. Let's get to the Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Mar. Elu hayamim shechichal l'malos habayam shloshim. So the Rav Yonasan felt, which are the days that require milos to fill up? So he said it must be talking about 30 days. The initial understanding was talking about a chodesh, a month. A month requires sometimes you have to add an extra day to fill it, to make it a 30-day month. Ema Shabbos. So maybe it means Shabbos. What's the Hava meaning here? Says the last line of the Tosos, Ema Shabbos, Shabbos mimalei Shavuot. The Shabbos fills the week. It fills the week. So the Gemara answers, no, mi'ika chasirusa, wait, but the week isn't lacking. You don't need to add something on. Yes, Shua completes a week, but it's not filling in a gap, any hole, as opposed to a month, which a month, sometimes you have to add on an extra day, so that's why it does not fit. It doesn't tarach limalos, it doesn't fit into the pashup shah and the pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, going on to the top of Zayin Amr Aleph, ve'ema maybe means shana, maybe it refers to a year, and the Tosas on the top explains, ve'ema shana, diyesh shana mileim, umurubim, biyamim, kishachadashim mileim. Sometimes there's years that are longer. Let's say, for example, it can't be true, the Mishnah Erechot says otherwise, but let's say, assume for a second, all 12 months were 30 days. That means it's going to be 12 days longer than a year that might have 12 months that have all 29-day months. There's going to be a big gap in how long the days are. It's going to be a difference of 12 days. So sometimes you have longer years, and sometimes you have shorter years. The Mishnah Erechot thinks, I think it says, that you can't have more than 8 days that are full and no less than 4 days. I think between 4 and 8, it might say. But either way, so a year sometimes is full, sometimes is less. So maybe that's shot in this ad belos. Maybe that's what it refers to in the pasuk, and that's what a stam this year is really 12 months. So the Gemara says, "Ovei mashana mi manina liyoma." Do you count by days? Right. The pasuk says, "Ad belos yomim." You don't count years by days; you count them by months. V'har Rabbanan tell us the Rabbanan de Kesari amri minayin she'ein monin yomim l'shanim. How do you know you don't count days towards year? You count months towards year. You always count the next counting below it. So months are counted by days and years are counted by months. Yes, there are days that are months that are years, but the way you really refer to years are there are 12 months in a year. So how do we know that you count years by months? Shenemar l'chad she'ashana. What do you mean the months of the year? Chadash mechashin l'shanim v'lo yom l'shanim. We count months to years, but we don't count days to years. So therefore, there cannot be pshat in the pasuk of ad melos yomim.
What counting are we talking about when we say we don't count months to
years? So if you look at Tosfos on the side here, Tosfos starts, Chadash mechashin mechashin l'shanim, you see that three lines on the top, u'kshehin ma'abrin mosivin chodesh l'yomim esim otezvav. When you add on to a month, this year we have an extra month, we don't add on 15 days or 20 days, we add on a month. So when you're mechashiv the Iber Shana, you add a month on. Everything's viewed as the units of time for years are months. That's how you break it down. V'hachaksiv ad melos hayamim. Yes, of course, there are days, 365 days. But when you're looking at a calendar, a yearly calendar, you view things as months, as the units. So when you add on to, you need to add extra days on, you might only need to add 15 days to make the spring and Pesach line up with each other. But we don't do like that. We only can add a month, because the units of time are months when it comes to years. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. No.